Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Time for our Monday morning house call with Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Before we get to COVID, Doc, let's get into the flu here a little bit. It's going to be a bad season. Everybody seems to agree. Is that right?
Yeah, we kind of expect it to be a bad season. You know, we look at what happened in the Southern Hemisphere, and that certainly was concerning, as it was probably their worst flu season in 4, 5, 6 years. And also, we're really concerned that a lot of people are going to forego the flu vaccine this year, you know, whether it's due to apathy, whether it's due to vaccine weariness. That's probably one of our biggest concerns, is how well are we going to be protected in light of the potential of a really bad flu season.
What's this new flu shot we've been hearing about, a high-dose vaccine?
Yeah, it's, you know, that's important for people and for listeners. You know, as we age, our immune system just does not work as well. So what they do with the flu vaccine is they have a high-dose vaccine for those over the age of 60, 65. So certainly it's going to help your immune system be better. It's the same vaccine, so don't have people get it wrong, but it's just at a much higher dose, which allows for anybody who's immunocompromised as well as seniors to mount the immune response that they're going to need. You know, some individuals say, oh, I got the flu shot, I'm not sure if I got the high dose, or the, and it's like, well, you know, you don't have to rush out and get another one right now, certainly, but do all the other mitigation to protect yourself.
But the high-dose flu shot is not for everyone, correct?
It's not necessary for everyone. You know, if you got the high dose and you were a younger individual, you might see a bigger immune response, so you might feel a little punkier, you might feel a little sore, but certainly you wouldn't need it to get the immune response that we need to protect you through the flu season. We all have to remember, you know, the COVID vaccine that we're talking about, the effective rate of keeping people out of the hospital and deaths was in the 90-95%. So in the flu vaccine, we're talking about protecting you from getting influenza. So we know that the success rate in the 50-60% is really good, 40%, it still is stopping you from getting influenza. So people say, oh, I got the flu shot and I still got influenza. And it's like, yeah, that is possible. But certainly we try to match it up with the strains that are circulating right now.
And you don't have to separate the COVID vaccine from the flu shot, right? You can get it fairly close to each other?
You can get it at the same time, you know, and that's actually one of the things we're promoting right now, is when you do go in to get that COVID booster, get your flu shot, you know, at the exact same time, just in the other arm. And it's really important. We're kind of hitting this sweet spot. We want everybody vaccinated before Halloween. And the reason for that is it takes, you know, 10 to 14 days for the immune response to be fully active. And we want to make sure everyone's protected prior to that Thanksgiving holiday, when you're going to be around others or you may be traveling. And as the weather starts to get cold, we're going to be indoors more. So getting the flu shot here in the next couple of weeks is really important for people.
Where are we with the subvariants of COVID now?
Yeah, it's interesting, Bob. You know, I think we talked about subvariants probably a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, that BA4.6 was, you know, it's just kind of scratching the surface at 1-2%. And now we're seeing that up, you know, in the 13 as of last week, and it's probably will get into the 15-16%, if not higher, this week. Now, the beauty of it is it's a 4.6, so we feel that the booster that covers BA4 and BA5 will also cover 4.6, because the part of the virus that we are attacking with the vaccine is not changed in 4.6. So although it's much more efficient in getting people ill, it certainly looks like this vaccine is going to be very protective against it.
It's our Monday morning visit with Northwestern Medicine's Dr. Kevin Most. What do we know now, according to this latest research, about people who have stayed physically active during the pandemic, Doc?
Yeah, Bob, you know, we've always said, boy, exercise is good for your immunity, exercise is good for your heart, but it's always been more of a folklore. There really hasn't been a really good study on this, and this group looked at 16 different studies and said, you know what, that folklore is actually true, and they put a little science behind it as well. But we know that individuals that exercise, you know, every week, 150 minutes moderate or 75 minutes vigorous, decreased chance of respiratory infections, decreased chance of COVID, decreased chance of being hospitalized for COVID. And people look at it and say, okay, that's because people who exercise are healthier and people who exercise eat better and sleep. But in fact, what they really did is they took the time to say, okay, take the individuals who work out and let's see if their antibodies are higher following a COVID vaccine. And they found that they actually were. So they found individuals that exercised immediately after getting their shot, their antibody numbers were higher. And they checked individuals who got flu shots and their antibody levels stayed higher longer. So that's the science behind that folklore of if you exercise, you will be better, healthier.
Mm-hmm. They're calling this a vaccine-like effect, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. You know, and individuals that say, gosh, you know, is that as good as a vaccine if I work out? No, you still have to be careful because if you get exposed to something, your immunity is not going to have the knowledge to fight that off. But it certainly is showing us that it does have a vaccine-like effect, that it increases our blood flow, increases our circulation, and allows for better circulation of our immune system. So it certainly has been shown to be a vaccine effect, but still saying vaccines are still very important. Now, individuals say, hey, you know what? I'm not getting vaccinated. There's no way, two ways about it. I say, okay, do everything you can to maximize your immunity, which used to be vitamin D and rest and eating properly. And now we can really say with some science behind us that working out is actually one of those things as well.
And the word still is, what did you say, 150 minutes of moderate activity or 75 minutes of vigorous activity per week?
Yeah, per week. And that's really not much. You know, you think about it. If you, let's say you go for a good exercise every day after dinner, take a 30-minute walk after dinner. Well, you know, you're going to hit that 150 very easily through the week. So certainly somebody that says, well, you know, I really don't have time to work out, but we all probably have time to sit on the couch and watch the news. Mm-hmm. So put that treadmill, put that exercise bike in front of a TV, and I'll tell you, the news goes by very quickly. And you will certainly, you know, get your exercise every week. You know, the vigorous activity, obviously, we know that that has probably better working for, or better protection for your heart. But certainly any activity is going to be good for your heart, your obesity, your chance of getting diabetes. And now we can really say it will really help your immunity coming into, you know, flu and COVID season.
Did this study also show that if you exercise a lot and you do get COVID or the flu, you would be less likely to get a serious case?
Absolutely. It's one of the more interesting things about it is it showed that those individuals who got it had milder cases, and it really showed that individuals who did this didn't get infected as often. And it's like, wow, you know, what's the thought behind that? Because why is it just, you know, exercise? And really, that was probably the telling point in this study is, you know, everyone gets exposed to the same amount. If you're exercising, great. And some people even exercise in groups. But this showed that, boy, even if you exercise, your chance of getting infection decreases. And not because of exposure, it's because of your immune system.
You know, it seems like every article I read about various diseases, the word inflammation is in there, chronic inflammation. Is that something that, for example, exercise deals with?
Yeah, so individual, and it's interesting that you asked the question the way you did, because let's say everybody who ran the marathon yesterday, right? God bless them, they could run over 26 miles. They are going to be in an inflammatory response time right now because of what they did to their body. But we know that individuals that exercise on a regular basis through the week have some inflammation, but they don't have what we call chronic inflammation, where it's always the inflammatory response is on. So it actually decreases that. And we know that that's important not only in heart disease, but in many other illnesses, including cancer. So we know the inflammatory issues with cancer are very big. So individuals who can exercise on a regular basis, certainly you'll get some inflammation. The body clears that quicker and really is now not only helping your immune system, but also helping you get fighting other diseases.
Well, I'll tell you something. I now don't have any excuse to sit on the couch after work and not exercise today. And before we let you go, latest numbers, hospitalizations, COVID cases at Northwestern, and what are you hearing from your colleagues at other hospitals around here?
Yeah, we're doing really well with hospitalizations from COVID. We're hanging in the mid-20s, as are many of the hospitals around that are comparable size to us. You know, but people have to understand still that across the country, we still have 400 deaths a day from COVID, and that's not an insignificant number. But certainly, we haven't seen the bump up that we're all expecting as the weather changes, and we still see this low number of individuals who have gotten the COVID booster. So just a reminder to take the opportunity to get boosted as we start to go into this cold weather. We expect to see a bump in COVID cases. And the other thing we're seeing is a lot more incidental cases. In other words, someone comes in because they had a heart attack or cancer, and we're testing them prior to their hospitalizations, and we're finding that they're positive for COVID. So of our 27 patients that we had on Friday, if I'm not mistaken, 13 of them were incidental findings, and 14 of them were actually in for COVID-related symptoms.
And the last couple of years, a lot of people didn't get a flu shot. The last couple of years, people have been socially distanced and masking, and that's all changed, hasn't it?
Exactly. You know, everyone says, I'm not going to get a flu shot. You told us the last 2 years the flu has been nothing, and it's been nothing because we were social distancing, we were washing our hands, we were masking, we were really being careful with all the mitigation efforts, which just shows if we do mitigation, we can decrease the impact of a disease. But unfortunately now, you go to the grocery store, you go around, you'll see people in restaurants, look at concerts, look at Bears games. You know, there's no mitigation going on right now. So that is one of the reasons that we're a little bit concerned.
Be careful out there. Dr. Kevin Most, thank you. We'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
You got it, Bob. Take care.